Welcome to Campfire Stories for Kids, an original podcast made by kids for kids.
Get ready for some thrills, chills, and even a few laughs.
We will be reading our scary stories on our very own Flaming Marshmallow scale. A level 1 through 3 probably won't be so scary.
Levels 4 through 7 will be creepy.
And a level 8 through 10 is definitely scary.
So sit back and relax.
And join us by the campfire.
Where are they?
They should be here any minute. Do you have the marshmallows?
Yeah. Let me just get the fire lit.
Here they come.
Whoop. A little too much gas on the fire.
Perfect timing.
OMG, I broke a nail!
OMG! Get over it! Who does their nails at summer camp? We're camping!
I'm not gonna survive out here!
Listen, I'm pretty sure your nails will grow back. And if they don't, we have super glue back at the office. Now, who has a story?
I have a story. My story is called Hide and Scream. One day, four kids named Emma, Charlie, Hope, and Evan dared each other to play hide and seek in a graveyard at night.
Deal!
That night, they all met up at the cemetery. They all decided that Hope was the seeker, but they did not know someone was watching.
You better find a good spot, because I'm going to find you.
One.
Oh, I knew there would do hide.
Three,
four, shh, go hide.
Five,
I'm hiding
six.
Here.
A porcelain baby doll sat near a headstone. Its face was cracked, and its dress was all tattered and torn.
7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not?
Here I come! Ah! Ah!
Charlie looked up when he heard screaming. He saw Hope being yanked into the shadows. When he looked closer, he saw the face of a doll.
What?
Let's play hide and scream.
It began to chase him, but before Charlie could even reach Emma, he felt something grab his leg.
Gotcha!
Charlie screamed out.
No! I've seen way too many scary movies. Haunted doll? Bad idea.
The two started to run. Emma tripped over a vine. She yelled out to Evan.
Evan, go get something. We have to trap it.
Oh no, I meet something that trapped the doll.
Evan ran frantically, looking for anything he could use to trap the doll.
Can I come out wherever you are?
Finally, he saw it. It was a raccoon trap.
Poop it, towel, look.
He grabbed it up and ran over to the doll.
Let me out.
I may be tiny and I may be pie, but I'm mighty.
Let me out.
The end.
That was amazing.
Very nice. Good story. Now, can anybody tell me where that doll came from?
Well, campers, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And don't worry, we'll be back next week with another chilling tale. If you like what you heard, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you'll get all the new episodes the moment they hit. We also want to thank our cast and crew of Campfire Kid Players. Also, thank you to our partner, City of Port Orange, for helping and supporting our podcast. Until next week, we'll see you around the campfire.